Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Tes. We left off on daf Pei Ches Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page. Again, this is the last daf in Perek Kisui Hadam. So we were discussing the last thing we mentioned yesterday is the Dvar Agada in regards to Avram Avinu, that it says that Bischar that Avram Avinu said Va'anochi Ofer Ve'efer, so Zachu Banav L'shtei Mitzvos, his descendants were Zoche to have two mitzvos. Efer para va'afar sota, two mitzvahs that involved ashes and dirt, the ashes of the paraduma, the dirt of the sota. So the Gemara just asks the obvious question. There's another mitzvah, namely the topic of this perek, that deals with afar. So why isn't that one of the mitzvahs that the descendants of Avram Avinu that we were zocha to as a result of Avram Avinu's declaration of Anochi Ofer ve'efer? V'luch shavnami Ofer Kisui Adam. Why don't we consider the Ofer Kisui Adam as one of the things we were zocha to? Answers the Gemara. Hasam hechsher mitzvah ika hana aleka, that the only mitzvahs that we that are going to make the list are mitzvahs that provide direct hana'a, direct benefit for us. Kisui Adam does not provide direct benefit. It does as opposed to the mitzvos that we talk about, the Efer Para Aduma certainly provides direct benefit in that. It provides a person with tahara, otherwise a person would never be able to become tahar. In Mesech Sota, we pointed out yesterday that Rashi says that the Efer, the para, is a great zuchus for Klal Yisrael, that's what is mesakein the Chede Egel. Tavo ima utkaneach al bina, Rashi on Chumash says. Let the mother come and clean up after the child. That's why we dafka use a para to be mechaper for the Egel, for the baby calf. So that's a great hana for Klal Yisrael, that we are able to achieve that kapara. When it comes to the Sota, Rashi says, what greater bracha could there be in a person's life than shalom bein ish l'ishto? That's what the Gemara comments, that we're even mochek the Shem Hashem to be matul shalom bein ish l'ishto. So that's a wonderful hana'a that we get from the Ofer Sota. Now in Masech Sota, Rashi takes a little more of a negative view, that sometimes the Sota waters don't work out so great because the woman explodes and it turns out she was actually guilty. So that's also a bracha though, because it's a bracha to know that, so that you don't have children that are mamzerim. So yirbu mamzerim bi Yisrael. How heartbreaking it is when you have a child who nebuch through no fault of his own is a mamzer. So we don't want mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. We want our yichus to be as pure as possible. So that's a great bracha as well. But kisei adam, there's no direct hanah from. So a couple of issues. One particularly the achronim deal with, the Ben Yoyada raises the question about the order of Afar and Efer. Avram Avinu says Anochi Afar ve'Efer, so we say he was zochet to shtei mitzvos, Efer para and Afar sota. Shouldn't it have said Afar sota first and then Efer para in the same order that Avram Avinu said it? Afar ve'Efer, not Efer va'Afar. So the Ben Yoyada says that Efer para comes first because it's more chashuv, because it's letzorech both anashim and nashim, and it's mitsuya yoser, and it's tsarich leyoser. It's something that's more needed, hopefully. We need the Efer Para Aduma. Every time you bury a dead person, you do the mitzvah of burying the dead. So a person is tamei meis, and he has to become tahar. But hopefully the Afar Sota won't be so necessary, won't be necessary so often. So that's why the Efer Para gets mentioned first. But Avram Avinu, when he was speaking about Anava and his lack of chashivus, he said Afar before Efer, because in the world there's more Afar than there is Efer. So the Efer is Garua Yoser, says the Ben Yoyada. It's worse. So he wants to mention it Bisof, he wants to mention it last in the Derech of Lozu Avzu. Not only am I Afar, I'm even lower than Afar, I'm Efer. Also, Afar is more chashuv than Efer, because you could do something with Afar. You could make kalim, you could build houses, build bricks out of Afar. With Efer, you can't do anything. You're not going to be successful in trying to build any sort of house with Efer. So Efer is on a lower level than Afar in that sense. So as a sign of Anivus, Avram Avinu wanted to say, not only am I not Afar, I'm not even Efer. Or not only am I as low as Afar, I'm as low as Efer. Not that he's not, that he is. He says, I'm as low as Efer. Ben Yoyada also says, why dafka these mitzvos in the zechus that he says Anochi Ofer ve'efer? So he says a very interesting idea, that the word ani is always said about a miktsas, about a portion, which means the guf hagashmi, the physical portion of a human being. Anochi is said on a davar shalem, a guf v'nefesh, the entire human being. It's kolal both guf and nefesh. So we know the milos that are shayach to the guf, there are certain milos, there are certain qualities that are only shaykh to the guf, and there are certain qualities that are only shaykh to the nefesh. So sometimes a person is miska'a b'shneihem, he takes gaiva in both sense, in both qualities, in both the guf side and in the nefesh side. And sometimes a person is humble in both areas. Sometimes a person is humble in one and a bal gaiva in the other. Avram was an anav shafel in both of them. That's why he says, Anochi Afar ve'Efer. Afar is Dvarim HaGashmiim. Efer is Dvarim HaNafshiim, says the Ben Yoyada. So since he was anav b'shneihem, so that's why his children, his descendants, were zoche to two completely separate mitzvos. The Tara of the Parah Aduma, Tara is an inyan nafshi, ruchani, and the Hanav of Afar Sota, which is Gufni v'gashmi, it's matir and isha to be mishamish with her husband, taftash mishamita, which is the ultimate act of gufnis and gashmius. So that's why it was dafka through Avram Avinu saying anochi, not any, anochi, the entire anochi is afra ve'efer. I'm very low, both spiritually and physically. So that's why his children were zocha to two mitzvos, one which represents the spiritual and one which represents the physical side. Now the Gemara has a similar agada comment about Avram Avinu. Last line on the page, Pechesim Beis Vamarava, Bischar Sham Avram Avinu Im Yichut Vatzruchnal, in the Schar that Avram Avinu said that if even from a string to a shoelace to a shoe strap, that I'm not going to take anything after the war with the four kings and the five kings, Zachu Banav L'Shtei Mitzvos. So his children were Zochet to two mitzvos, L'Chut Shel Tcheles U'Ritzua Shel Tfilin, the Chut of Tcheles, the string of Tcheles, and the Ritzua of Tfilin. So says Mar Bishlam Ritzua Shel Tfilin K'siv Ro Kol Ameretz K'shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. That I understand the Ritzua of Tfilin, it says that everyone is going to see that the Shem Hashem is upon us. V'Tanya Reb Lazar Gadol Omer Ilu Tfilin Shabarosh. Reb Lazar Gadol explains, what does that mean, that they're going to see that we have the Shem Hashem on us? It means that they're going to see our Tfilin. Right, and the end of the Pasuk, V'Yarumi Mecha, right? And then they're going to be afraid of us when they see that we have the Tfilin. So that itself is an interesting idea, why it is that the Tfilin scares the Umos HaOlam. I think I mentioned that in the Drasha recently. So anyway, V'tayin, Reb Lazar says that's a reference to the Tfilin Shel Brosh. El Chut Shel Tcheles Mayhi, but what's the idea of the Chut Shel Tcheles? V'tayin, Meir Omer, Manishtana Tcheles Mikol HaTzavonin. What is unique about Tcheles amongst all of the colors? Mipnei She Tcheles Dome L'Yam, V'Yam Dome L'Rikia, V'Rikia Dome L'Evin Sapir, V'Evin Sapir Dome L'Kisei HaKavod. Because the Tcheles reminds us of the ocean, the ocean reminds us of the sky reminds us of Evan Sapir, of a precious gem, and the precious gem is Doma to the Kisei HaKavod. Tichsiv, the Yaros Elokei Yisrael, the Tachas Raglav, the Pasuk says that Vayiru is Elokei Yisrael, the Tachas Raglav, Kamasi Livnas HaSapir, right? It says that Tachas Raglav and the Kisei HaKavod is like a Sapir. Uksiv, Kamara Evan Sapir, the Mus Kisei, that the Kisei is Kamara Evan Sapir. So that's the uniqueness of Tcheles, that's the special idea of Tcheles, that it brings us to a reminder of the Kisei HaKavod. Now, the way we're used to saying this is that's healthy for us, that we need that Tcheles, because that Tcheles is going to remind us of the Kisei HaKavod, will keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our consciousness. If you look at Rashi, Rashi takes it from the reverse perspective. Sha'tcheles dom aliyam, sha'chilozen min ayam hu ola achas ha'shivim shana. Okay, there's a lot in this Rashi. Rashi says, first of all, he talks about some comet-like rise of the chilozen, which we're not really sure what that means. We don't know of any species that really does this, that once every 70 years decides to show up. But okay, that's Takasha. Umar is Dama Dama Liyam, and the blood of the Chilazon is similar to the ocean. The Yam Anu Rowan, that's also a kasha. What exactly that means? Is it blood? Does it have to be the blood in the running through the system of the fish, or is it some type of mucus in a shell? Anyway, the Yam Anu Rowan Shadoma Lirikia, and we see that the Yam is like the Rikia, Virikia the Sapir, the Sapir the Kisei HaKavod, Dichsiv V'Tachas Ragel Kamas Livin Sapir, V'Hu Ke'etzem Hashemayim. Now here it is. Alma Shemayim Dom L'Sapir V'Sapir U'Kisei HaKavod U'Ksiv Kamar Evin Sapir Demos Kisei U'Kshakarosh Baruch Hu Mistakel B'Kisei HaKavod Shalom Nizkar B'Mitzvah Zu Shikineged Kol HaMitzvos. So Rashi has it the exact reverse. It's not that when we see the Tcheles, we're reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his Kisya covered, he's reminded of the Tcheles. And he's reminded of this great mitzvah that we do that's connected all of the mitzvahs of Tzitzis. And that's why it's a great Tzuchus for Klal Yisrael. Not because of what it reminds us of, but because of what it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of. Very fascinating comment of Rashi. Now, when this Maimer Chazal of the Tcheles Dom Eliyam is quoted in other places, both in Midrashim as well as in other Gemaras, it leaves out the step of the sapir. It just says Tcheles Dom Eliyam Yam LeRakia Rakia LeKisei HaKavod. So when by adding in the sapir, it ruins one of my favorite varts. The vart that I heard from my friend Chaim Lanner a long time ago, probably 15 years ago, said over once that why is it dafka that we want to be reminded of the Yam and the Rakia? Why don't you just say it? So it looks like the Kisei HaKavod. Manushuk, if you know what the Kisei HaKavod looks like, so say it looks like the Kisei HaKavod. If you don't know what the Kisei HaKavod looks like, it doesn't help you to go with the Yam and the Rakia first. So he says, no, the idea is that when we talk about the Tcheles, which represents the Tzitzis, which represents Taryag Mitzvos, so a person could take any one of Taryag Mitzvos and say, that's not really so important. It doesn't really increase my spirituality, my connection to the Borei Olam. I don't really feel so fulfilled from that mitzvah, from any given mitzvah. And a person starts picking apart the mitzvahs, and he's gonna end up with nothing. But when you look at the totality, you look at the totality of a Jewish life and what it means to be a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, so that's a thing of beauty. If you look at it on a micro scale, sometimes you lose the beauty. You have to see how it all interacts with each other, the Kola Torah Kula, the totality of the mitzvahs. That's what he said. If you go by the ocean, that's what's unique about the blue of the ocean and the blue of the sky. If you go into the ocean, you take a glass and you put it in the ocean and you take out the glass of water, the water is not blue at all. The water is clear, depending on pollution, clear or dirty. But if you look from back and you look at the totality of the ocean, then you see its beautiful blue color. Same in the sky. If you go up in a hot air balloon or whatever and you climb a mountain and you put your hand in front of your face, you don't see any blue between your hand and your face. It's clear. Only when you're looking from down here and you look at the whole picture, are you able to appreciate its beauty. So perhaps that's the message of the Tcheles, which is Dom Eliyam, Dom LeRakia, that the appreciation of all the mitzvos is only able to gain an appreciation for all the mitzvos when you look at it in its totality, not when you look at it on a small scale. So I don't know how the Evan Sapir fits in. Maybe the Evan Sapir just lets us know what color the Kisei HaKavod is, because we know that there's an Evan Sapir by the Kisei HaKavod, so that's just filling in that very basic piece of information. The other comment that the other issue that the Achronim all deal with is that over here it says that why were we zoche to the chut shel tcheles? Why were we zoche to the tzitzis? Because of Avram Avinu's comment of im michut v'atzruch nal. But there is another Maimar Chazal that gives a totally different reason that we were zoche to the tzitzis. Rashi Al Torah quotes in Parshas Noach that there's a Medrash Chazal that Vayikach Shem V'Yefes. It doesn't say Vayichu, it says Vayikach. So it teaches us that Shem was the one when it came up to covering up Noach after Noach got drunk. Shem was the one who really was Nesamit B'Mitzvah Yoser M'Yefes, who really took the lead in the mitzvah. So Zachu Barav the Talish Al Tzitzis. So his children were Zoche to the Talish Al Tzitzis. So don't you see that it was because of Shem that we were Zoche to the Tzitzis? Not because of Avram Avinu, and Yefes because he followed his children with Zocha to Kvura. That's the so in what way, what's the Mida connected Mida, and how does the Shem and Avram, how does that fit together? So we pointed out in the past Rav Soloveitchik as a drasha where he explains that there are two qualities that sometimes get confused for each other but really shouldn't. There's the quality of being an ethical person, of having proper ethics, and then there's a quality of etiquette. There's a big difference between ethics and etiquette. Tzvei dinim. Ethics means that you have a fundamental system of belief, regardless of what the world around you believes, and you know right from wrong, and you're therefore going to practice what is right, regardless of what other people around you believe. Etiquette means you know how to fit into society. If that's what's expected of you, if that's what's normal and expected, so then you have a proper etiquette. Shame took the lead. No one else thought it was necessary to cover up Noach. There was certainly no pressure to do so. He was motivated by a sense of ethics. Yefes was motivated by a sense of etiquette. Once Shem is doing it, it's not ta'im to not join. So he joined in, he was motivated by a sense of etiquette. That's why Yefes was zocha to kvura. What's kvura? It's embarrassing for the family not to have not to bury their dead. So it's driven often out of a sense of etiquette more than it is out of a sense of ethics. Shem was zocha to the beged shel tzitzis. The beged shel tzitzis is worn underneath our garments. It's not something the outside world sees. It's something that's that becomes a deeply personal thing. That's between me and myself. No one else knows if I'm wearing a beged shel tzitzis. That was one of the tricks. One of when high school rebbeim sometimes try to see if their talmidim are wearing tzitzis. So they would just look for the strings. So some kids decided to just wear strings. They would cut off the strings and put it around their belt because they didn't like wearing the beged. They thought it schwitzed up too much. So it's a very deeply. I have no idea. You see my tzitzis wrapped around my belt. You have no idea. Maybe it's just strings. The beged itself is very personal. That's driven by a sense of ethics. But Avraham Avinu taught that there has to be a fusion between the two. There has to be an ethics driven, an etiquette that's driven by ethics. That there has to be a link between the two. And that's the tcheles, which is worn out, the tzitzis that are worn out, but are connected to the beged, which is in the sense of ethics. So it's an etiquette driven by ethics. That's the message of Avraham Avinu. Okay, so says the Gemara of Vayitu now, V'yaru'es, where am I? Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Abba. Kasha Gezel, about 10 lines down. Amar Rabbi Abba. Kasha Gezel Anechel. That which is stolen and is already consumed is very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing to overcome. Sha'afilu tzadikim gemur men yichol nachziro. Even if you're the biggest tzadik in the world, you still can't return it. There's no way out. If it's Gezel Anechel, it's too late. Shenem Rabbladai Raka Sharachul Anaharim. There's nothing you could do once it's already consumed. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Kol makom shata motzi dvar v'shal Rabbi Elazar, b'no shal Rabbi Yossi, aglili ba'agada, asei aznecha kafar chasas. He says, anytime you hear Rabbi Elazar, b'no shal Rabbi Yossi, aglili speaking in Agadita, you have to, I'm not sure what the expression exactly means, but you got to listen really well. You have to make your ears like a clay kibble that's going to receive as much as you can. Because he's very strong in Agadita. So that's, you find in Chazal certain statements like that, about rabbis having specialties. Some rabbis specialize in Agadita, some rabbis specialize, right? Malachai Etzal Agada, Akiva Malachai Etzal Agada. You have such a comment that Rabbi Akiva was so great in Taharos and in learning all the more complicated sugyas that he thought, the other Chacham thought, he shouldn't be so involved in Agadita. But some rabbis specialize in Agadita. So anyway, Lo Mirubcha Mikola Amim Chashak Hashem Bechem, that it's not because we are the greatest in number of all the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Choshakni Bechem, I desire you, Shafilu B'shash, Ani Mashpia Lechem Gedula, Atem Imatim Atzmechem Lefanai. Even when I try to give Gedula to you, when I try to give a great cover to you, all you do is you act humbly, you mimait yourself in front of me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. For example, Nasati Gedula La'Avram, Amr Lefanai, Vanochi Ofer Ve'efer. I gave Gedula to Avram Avinu, and he says, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. L'Moshe V'Aaron, I gave Gedula to Moshe V'Aaron, and what do they say? Amru V'Nachnuma. And they say, what are we already? As if they're nothing. L'David, Amr V'Anochi Tala'as V'Lo'ish. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Kavod and Gedula to David HaMelech, and his reaction, I'm a worm, I'm not even a human being. Aval Ovdei Kochavim Einon Kein. But the Ovdei Kochavim, when they are given Gedula, their reaction is anything but that. Their reaction is the exact opposite. Nasati Gedula LeNimrod. Gedula is given to Nimrod. Amar Hava Nivna Lanuir. Right away, the first reaction, let's build a giant city and a Migdol B'socho and we'll go. So that's the exact opposite. L'Paro Amar, Mi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Gedula to Paro, and what does Paro say? Mi Hashem. Immediately he denies God, because it causes him to Ram Levavcha, it causes him to become haughty, and forget the Ribon Hashem, Shechaktas Hashem Elokecha. That's a very very legitimate concern when one is given Gedula. Our great leaders taught us the way to not forget Hashem. The Sancheirav Amar, Mi B'chol Elohei Aratzos. And the Sancheirav also, Nebuchadnezzar, he gave it to Nebuchadnezzar, Amar, El Alba Masayav. L'chiram, he gave it to Chiram, Melech Tzur, and Amar, what does he say? Moshe V'Elokim Yashavti B'Lev Yamim. So all of these people, all of these Ovdei Kochavim people who were given a sense of Gedula, didn't know how to handle it. They all used it as a way of forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or worse yet, rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not sure which is worse actually, but forgetting or rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas our great leaders, Avram, Moshe, Aaron, David, all used it as a humbling experience. That, you know, that's an expression people use. I'm humbled that you think of me in that way. So some people just say that as a way of an expression of gaiva, and some people are actually humbled. So it's a humbling experience that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given gedula. Amar Rav Avitim Rav Yochanan Gadol Shnemar B'Moshe Avaron Yosim Hashem Rav Avram. If you look at the exact expressions that were used, Moshe and Aaron's expression of anivus was actually greater than Avram Avinu's expression of anivus. De'ilu ba'Avram k'siv, by Avram it says, v'anochi ofer ve'efer. He acknowledged that he's something, that he has some mamashos, at least that he's dirt, that he's ashes, that he's something. V'ilu b'Moshe v'Aaron k'siv v'nachnu ma. But Moshe and Aaron, what they say is, what are we? I mean, they couldn't even think of anything that's as low as they are. So their expression of anivus was actually a stronger expression of anivus than that of Avram Avinu. The whole world only exists because of Moshe and Aaron. Tola Eretz al Belima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tola the world on Belima, the ones who can't think of what they are, that they feel that they're nothing. Amra Bila, Einol Miskayim El Bishvil Misha Boli Mesatzmo Bishas Meriva. Shnemar Tola Eretz al Belima. A different drasha from the pasuk, that it's not about Moshe and Aaron, they're Belima, they're Anivus. No, it's about someone who's Boli Mesatzmo Bishas Meriva, someone who quiets himself, closes his mouth. During an argument, the easiest way to escalate a dispute is to yell back. The best way to diffuse it is to walk away, to not say anything. That's always a good etza when there's controversy. My brother said Rav Natan Greenblatt once told him that there was some horrible rumor going on about him many, many years ago, and he just so badly wanted to say something, and he said, you know what, I'll just walk away and not say anything. And sure enough, it died down. You don't say anything if it's not true. It will die down. If it is true, it's likely not to die down. But anyway, so that's Tola Eretz al Belima, that because for people who don't fight back, who don't argue back, who walk away from a dispute, that's what the world is miskayim for them. Rabbi Yavohu Amar, Misha Mesem Atzmo K'misha Eino, Shenemar Umitachas Ro'os Olam. Someone who's Mesem Atzmo K'misha Eino, makes himself like he's nothing. Umitachas Ro'os Olam. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maiduch Siv, Hamna Milim. What does the pasuk mean? What can we darshan from the pasuk when the pasuk says, "Hu umnam elam tzedek tidaberun meisharim tishpetu b'nei adam"? So we darshan ma umnaso shel adam. Hu umnam is umnaso shel adam. What is a person's job ba'olam hazeh in this world? Yasim atzmo ki elam. He should make himself like a mute, like a person who's unable to speak. Yachol af ledivrei Torah. One might think that for divrei Torah he should also be like a mute. Tamad lomar tzedek tidaberun. That's why the pasuk says, no, you should use your mouth, you should speak. Tzedek, just make sure that what you're speaking is tzedek, that you're speaking in words of Torah. That's what Rav Shechter used to quote this Gemara. I think in Nefesh HaRav he quotes this Gemara to describe how Rav Soloveitchik felt that it was his personal achrayus to pass on the great Mesorah that he received from his father in the name of his grandfather, from his great-grandfather, that he felt it was a personal achrayus, and that's why he would just say shir constantly. He would say hours and hours on end. He would say the Yartzeit shirim are 4 or 5 hours long. The daily shir, you'd give a shir for 2 hours, followed by another shir for 2 hours, followed by going to a shir in Moriah. You just needed to talk. It's not a Jewish value to always be talking. No, in tzedek, in divrei Torah, in being able to pass on that mesorah, that is a very important Jewish value. That's what they say. The Maisa, I'm not sure. I don't remember where I saw this Maisa, but someone wanted to go test the Chavetz Chaim when they saw the Sefer Chavetz Chaim came out. They wanted to test, see if he really stays away from lashon hara like that. So they went to go shmooze with him. And they're expecting that one of two things will happen. Either he's a fraud and he's going to speak Lashon Hara because no one's really that perfect, or he's going to be one of these people who's a complete hermit and won't say a word and won't be talkative at all. But they came and they schmoozed with the Chavetz Chaim, and he was quite talkative. Chavetz Chaim was a very talkative person, but not a word of Lashon Hara, because every word was speaking in divrei Torah, speaking and learning. So when it's B'tzedek, when you're always speaking B'tzedek to that Beirun, you don't have to be an Elam. You don't have to be someone who's completely silent. In gossip, a person should be someone who's completely silent. That's when it's good to be in Elaim. Yachol Yagas Daito, a person might think that he should have Gasus HaRuach. Tam Lomer Mesharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. That Mesharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. That we should have a sense of Mesharim, a sense of Yashrus. Amar Rabbi Zeira Vitei Merabah Bar Yomya Mechas. So that's pretty much the end of the Agadita section of today's daf. So anyway, so now going back to Kisui Adam. Amar Rabbi Zeira Vitei Merabah Bar Yomya Mechasin Ba'af offer iranidachas. You could use the dirt of an iranidachas to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. So frekta gemara v'amai isurei hanahu. Wait a second, isn't the dirt of iranidachas asur banah? So how can you go do the mitzvah of kisui adam with it? Isn't that called that you're getting hanah from the dirt? So Amr's Gemara is going to give two answers. It's strange, because right away we're probably all thinking an answer in our head. We all know the second answer of the Gemara, that mitzvah's lovely hanas didn't do, that it's not called hana, it's a mitzvah. So, but the Gemara, that's not the first answer of the Gemara. First Gemara says, Amr lo nitzcha afar afara. When we say the dirt of the Irnidachas, we don't mean the ashes of the burnt down Irnidachas, we mean the actual dirt of the ground of the Irnidachas. That what do? You have to gather in all of the wealth of the holy Irnidachas, all of the stuff in the whole city, bring it to the center of town, to the town square, and burn it all down. So what becomes Asr Bana? Mishenu Mechusra, Lekvitzo, Sreifa. That which all you need to do with it is gather it and burn it. Yatzazesh, Mechusra, Tlisha, Kvitza Usreifa, as opposed to the dirt of the ground, which you would then first need to detach from the ground, then gather it and burn it, and therefore the dirt from the ground is not included in the Isra Na'a from an Iron Nidachas. It's only the stuff that's been burnt that's included in the Isra Na'a of the Iron Nidachas, but the dirt from the ground is not included. That's why you're allowed to use it for Kisedan. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Rava Amar, mitzvah slavli hanas nitnu. Rava says, no, mitzvah slavli hanas nitnu. That's not called that you're getting hana, because it's mitzvah slavli hanas nitnu. So why do we need the first answer? No, mitzvah slavli hanas nitnu is such a famous klal throughout Gan's Shas. So in the Sefer Nasiach B'chukecha, Rabbi Avi Libutz, he's going to be speaking here this Shabbos, writes, and he has the first chapter of klalim of mitzvahs that are not included in the Chayyadim's klal samaches that he has in Perek Chavav in Siach B'chukecha, is the klal of mitzvah slavli hanas nitnu, and he points out, he has a whole paragraph where he points out that this klal is not necessarily muskam amongst all the Amoraim. Almost every time we find that it's mentioned, there's a dea acholekes. There's someone else that disagrees. Where does it really come up? Rosh Hashanah daf chav ches. Bein ba'ola, bein b'shlamim, mutu l'tkot kiyo shel mitzvah. Mishum de mitzvah slav le'anas nenu. Rava is mechadesh, that you could use the horn of a karmen ola, karmen shlamim, and blow shofar with it, because it's a mitzvah slav le'anas nenu. So Rav Yehuda over there says, I might have thought to be mechalik between Ola and Shlamim. So apparently, Rav Yehuda, why would you be mechalik between Ola and Shlamim? Apparently, because Rav Yehuda holds mitzvah slehanas nitnu, and that the actual kima mitzvah is a hana'a. And even Rava had a havamina to say that echadze v'echadze lo yotze, that you're not yotze. So it sounds that it's Rava at least had a havamina, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda must hold mitzvah slehanas nitnu. And Tosfos Masechta Sukkah, daf lamed beis amud aleph, also points this out. In the Erevin lamed aleph amud aleph, there's a havamina to be told of the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda on whether mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu or not. So if we want to be tola machlokas tanoim on whether mitzvah slav le'anas nitnu or not, whether we apply the klal, whether mitzvah slav le'anas nitnu or lav le'anas nitnu, it must be that there was such a tradition that there were people that didn't hold of mitzvah slav le'anas nitnu. Okay, so that is so it could be that it's not necessarily muskum l'kol. Here's another example where you see that there's a dea hacholik on the sheet of mitzvah slav le'anas nitnu. What does it mean? What's the perish of the milim lav le'anas nitnu? So Rashi over here says shamitzvah shenasnu liYisrael lo le'anas nitnu lehem lo l'shem hanasnu lehem. It wasn't for us to be able to get hana'a, rather it's a gzeiras melech, that the purpose of mitzvos is not to enjoy the mitzvos, it's to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how Rashi says. The svara of lav lehanas nitnu, Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, he says la'ol tzavareihem. Rashi has a slightly different expression, but it means the same thing in Rosh Hashanah daf chav ches, that it should be la'ol tzavareihem nitnu, it should be like a yoke on our shoulders. Rashi and Rashi over here in Rosh Chavches have the same basic idea. So my brother quotes in Dibros Moshe Nedarim Simin Tazvav, he writes, where Moshe writes, that you could say b'pshitos that it has nothing to do with whether you're supposed to get Hana'a or whether it was supposed to be given as an Olat Tzavareihem. Because the tachlis of what the mitzvah was given to us for is Lomalav Lomorid. The Ikar Atam is that it's Mutu Lehanos Mikiyama Mitzvos, that you're allowed to get hana'ah from kiyum mitzvos, because the hana'ah's kiyum mitzvah is not called a hana'ah when it comes to isurei hana'ah. Meaning, if you have something that's also hana'ah, you're allowed to do a mitzvah with it. That's not a violation of the isurei hana'ah. That's the pashut pshat of mitzvos lav le'anos nitnu. Not about what the purpose of God giving us the mitzvah was. That's irrelevant, what the purpose of God giving us the mitzvah was. Mitzvos lav le'anos nitnu means when you do get hana'ah from a mitzvah, it doesn't count as halachic hana'ah in regards to an isra hana'ah. Sort of Moshe points out as the pashut pshat, but from Rashi, it doesn't sound like that. So therefore, Ramosha explains that what we have to say is maybe in the second pshat, and what mitzvos lav le'anos nitnu is as follows. Dikivan de la'ol nitnu, heimanusim b'kiyumam. Since it was given to us as a yoke on our shoulders, we're honest, we must do it. V'davka l'kavana zu l'kayim gzeres melech u'lichana tachas olo tzarech adam lasos ha-mitzvah. And that has to be, must be, our motivation in doing the mitzvah, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo mitzad hana'asa lasos etzem adavar shenitzdave mitzad simchasa l'kayim mitzvah Hashem Yisbaruch me'avaso. That our thought should not be how delicious and wonderful and enjoyable it is to do the mitzvah. El kol asiyasa tzarech shiyah kasiyas eved masha adonu gozer alav. When we do a mitzvah, we have to act like an eved, that and doing what his master declared. Umitzvah sa'ava hu lehov es Hashem Yisbaruch alukenu shumal kenu v'adonu. The mitzvah of Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that he gave us, he's been so kind to us and has done so much chesed with us. And if we have true Avas Hashem, the ultimate simcha we get from a mitzvah is that it is the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a truly loyal Eved takes great pride and joy in being able to serve who he is serving. So it's not the simcha and the hana'ah from the mitzvah itself. The simcha should be derived from a recognition of who the master is that we're serving. That's where it all starts. La'ol al tzavareinu. That's what he says perhaps is what Rashi means by la'ol al tzavareinu, that it's lav le'anos nitnu. Of course, there's a famous exception to this rule of mitzvah, lav le'anos nitnu. The Egle Tal in his Hakdama to a Sefer writes that a lot of people think that when they learn Torah, that they shouldn't be enjoying it. Because if you're enjoying Torah, then it's Torah shalom lishma, and they should try to just grin and bear it, but not enjoy it, not to enjoy it too much. He says that's a terrible mistake. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lehanos nitnu. Talmud Torah bedafka, we're supposed to get hana'ah from, and we're supposed to enjoy the Torah. And Torah lishma means Torah for the sake of loving Torah, because we just enjoy learning Torah. We really like Torah. That's the ultimate in Torah lishma. That's the exception of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. Okay, so the Gemara says vaytu now. Yasef Ravina v'kamrila l'hashmaita. So Ravina was saying over this teaching, Esvei Rav Rukumila Ravina, Shofar Shalvaz Chavim Lo Yitakabo. So they were saying over this teaching of Mitzvah Slav Le'anos Nitnu. And he said, well, wait a second. Shofar Shalvaz Dazari, you're not allowed to be tokeh with my lav and takal yatzah. Doesn't that mean that if you do use it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah? Also, don't you see that mitzvahs are it is considered a violation of the Yisra'na to do a mitzvah? That mitzvahs are Le'anos Nitnu? Kashan Rava says, where lo? In takayatza. No, if you're tokeh, you are yotzei, because mitzvos lav le'anos nitnu. It's just that lechatchila you shouldn't do it. Lulav shalavod chavim lo yitol. You're not supposed to use a lulav of avod zari either. So again, a kasha, my lav im natal lo yatza. Doesn't that imply that if you do use a lulav of avod zari, that you're not going to be yotzei? Again, implying that mitzvos are le'anos nitnu, that it's considered a violation of the Yisra Hana'ah to do the mitzvah with the lulav? Lo, natal yatza. No, who says you're not yotzei? You are yotzei. Mitzvos lav le'anos nitnu. Iva Tanya Taka Lo Yatza Nata Lo Yatza. That's great if you, but we have a price that says Beferish not that way. That if you blow with the shofar of Vodazara or use a lulav of Vodazara, that you taka not Yotzei. So if you're not Yotzei, that implies that because of the Yisra'na, that it's Mitzvos Le'anos Nitnu. So I'm Ravashi Hachi Hasht. Ravashi says, now you can't compare the two. Hasam Shi'ura Bi'inan, Vavodas Kochav Ketuse Mechta Shi'ura. Hacha Kol Mad Mechtas Malu L'Kisui. Very big difference when it comes to shofar and lulav of Vodazara versus Kisei Adam with dirt Shel Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Shofar and Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, it's not because of Hana'ah, nothing to do with Mitzvah Slav Le'anos Nitnu. It's because the klal is that which is Asr B'Hana'ah is Kitus Mechta Shiurei. We view it as if it's already chopped up, as if it's burnt up and broken up into a bunch of little pieces. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a shofar that's at all broken, let alone broken into a bunch of little pieces, even if you were somehow able to make it make a sound. If you have a lulav that was all chopped up into little pieces, so kitusei mechta shiure, it doesn't have the sheer lulav. It's not going to be kosher to use for lulav, even if it's all glued together again afterward. Even if you're somehow able to be notel it, v'basacha, still you wouldn't be yotzei. But when it comes to offer of kisei adam, no, adaraba, the whole point is that it's supposed to be crushed up. So good, you view it as if it's physically crushed up, and then it's perfectly good to be able to use for the mitzvah. Fine, so that's a major sukkah sugya. It's from one day. We'll get back to sukkah soon. Okay, hajmulach kisei adam. So now we move on to perikid anasha. Perikid anasha is going to have a lot of the halachos of Yaradeya in the first chelik of Yaradeya. A lot of the halachos of Tarovis and Basu B'chalav, meaning the first part of Yaradeya, the Trefus and the Shkita, we already got at the first part of the Masechta. But the next two prakim are critical for the rest of Yaradeya, for Hilchos Kashrus as we know it, the parak of Gila Nasha and Kol HaBasar. Very halach l'maisa. So says the Mishnah. Gira Nasha knowing Bar to Bukhutz Laretz. The Gira Nasha is a mitzvah that's knowing both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. Bifnei Abayis, Vishlo Bifnei Abayis, both when the Beis HaMikdash was around and now that the Beis HaMikdash is not around. Bechulun u'bemukdashun, it's knowing by Chulun animals as well as by Kodesh animals. V'knowing b'behema b'chaya, and it's also knowing by behema and chaya. It's not limited in that way. B'yerach shal yiminu b'yerach shal smol, it's knowing on both sides, both the thigh on the right and the left side. Then knowing ba'of, but it's not knowing by an oaf, because an oaf is missing a certain body part, which the Gemara will describe in detail as to exactly what that is, that would allow it to have a proper gidanasha. Vinoig b'shalil, it's knowing on the fetus. Rabbi Yudomer ain't knowing b'shalil. Rabbi says, no, it's not. The chelbo mutter, and the chelav of the fetus is mutter. V'eina tabach ne'amanim al gidanasha, divra meir. And tabachim, the butchers are not ne'aman about the gidanasha to do a proper nikra gid. That's from Meir Shita v'chamram ne'manam alavi alachel. V'cham say they are ne'man to do a proper nikur, to remove the gid and to remove the chelev and to sell you kosher meat. Now when the Rashba writes a very unusual comment in the Tshuvas Rashba Chelik Aleph Tshuvas Shin Samach Dalid that gid anasha is noig ba'adam. It says in the Mishnah, it's noig b'behema b'chaya. The Rashba writes it's noig ba'adam. And the Prichadash Seminarian Test, Sifkat Vav, also says this. And Rashba says the reason it's noig ba'adam is because the Iker Maisa of Gid Anasha, where it comes from, was ba'adam. It was with Yaakov fighting with the Malach. So it was Yaakov's Gid that he suffered an injury. Salkein lo yochal, that's why we're not allowed to eat Gid Anasha. Adayom Azelechumish says. That's why we don't eat Gid Anasha. So if it starts with Adam, so the Gid of an Adam would also be Aser. However, the Shara Melech writes that this issue of whether there is an Isra of Gid Anasha by Adam is Tali Machlokes Rishonim if there's an Isra Min HaTorah of cannibalism in the first place. We're going to say later on in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, that Gid Anasha is not knowing Bebehema Tameh, it's not knowing on a non kosher animal. So what is a human being? The maskan of the sugya there is that even though Ein Begid Isra Tuma, Ein Begid Mino Saint Tam, the Gid doesn't give off any flavor, nevertheless, there's no Isra Gid on a non-kosher animal, even though the gid itself wouldn't be non-kosher because it's not really lachil, it doesn't have any time anyway, but still there's no iser gid on non-kosher animal. And the reason is because Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk, Al-Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid anasha, that the iser gid is dafka b'misha gido asr u'besaru mutter. It's dafka asr on something that on an animal that the gid is asr, but the basar of that same animal is mutter. So says the Shara Melech, so if you hold the gida, if you hold that cannibalism is an isra da raisa, then an adam is behemoth meya, and there would be no isra of gida nasha. If you hold cannibalism is an isra drabanan, then you would hold that there would be no isra da raisa, so it's basar is mutter, and the gid would be asr. And that's the Rashba l'shita, so because the Rashba holds that basar adam is asr min haTorah. That's the sheet of the Rashba in Tshuva and in his Chidushim to Maseches Ksuvos, that cannibalism is asr min haTorah. Even the Rambam, who holds in Machlokes Asuras Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that cannibalism the Rashba holds that cannibalism is mutter min haTorah, right? Because he holds it's mutter min haTorah, that's why he holds that the Gira Nasha is noheg ba'adam. The Rambam, even the Rambam holds that it's asr min haTorah. Very interesting. Where's the Isser? Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat a human being? So, you know, some would say, well, that's, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't even need to say that. You know, that we would figure out on our own, a basic sense of morality and ethics. But the Rambam says no. The Isser is an Isser Aseh. It's a mitzvah Aseh in the Torah. It's just that there's no love. So the Rambam would hold if it's only an Isser Aseh, but it's still Daraisa. So then the Rambam would hold that there is no Isser of Gira Nasha on a human being. That's the if you ever want to give that's like a very common Shavuos night shiur. You know, something that keeps people awake, a shiur on cannibalism. The plane crashes and there's nothing to eat, so what do? You eat the dead bodies or whatever. If a waiter offers you the cuter way to phrase it, if a waiter comes and offers you some pork, is it better to eat the pork or eat the waiter? Right, so that's the pork is an issa d'oraisa for sure. Okay, so anyway, but that's how the discussion the Rishonim over here about whether Gira Nasha is noheg ba'adam. The Tzlach picks up also on another point. It says eino noheg ba'of. Now previously when we spoke about kisei adam, we said it's noheg b'chaya ba'of, and Tosa says meaning and not b'behema, but it never actually spelled that out. Why over here does it spell out that it's noheg? That it's knowing behema and bechaya and not ba'of. Just say it's knowing behema and chaya, and I'll know that it's not ba'of, just like I knew over there that it was chaya and of and not behema. So the Tzlach says that he dafka wants to point out why it's not knowing ba'of, because ain lo kaf. And nafkamina ladina, if you have an of that does have a kaf, then it would be knowing, if the only reason it's not knowing ba'of is because ain lo kaf. And also the Tzlach says, when the Tana says ain lo ba'of, mnesh ain lo kaf, it's to be mora to teach us that it is nohig ba'adam, because an adam does have a kaf. That anything that does have a kaf, it would be knowing in. So maybe that's the chiddush to teach us, like the Rashba, that it's knowing ba adam. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara, Mukdash and Pshita, Mishum Diksha Pakle Yisro Gid Minei. Of course, the Yisro Gid Anasha is knowing on Mukdash, and why wouldn't it be? Just because an animal became hegdish, it should lose the Yisro of Gid. So the Gemara is going to have three possible suggestions. Possibility number one, V'chitei Miyesh Begin Milsin Tam Va'as Yisro Mukdash and V'chay Yisro Gid. If you're going to say that Yesh Begin Milsin Tam, Gidin have a din of like meat. It would be non-kosher, just like any other non-kosher meat, or would have whatever status the general behema has. So the Isra of Mukdash is Chal and the Isra Gid. Hai Mukdash and Noeg Begin Mi Ba'ilei. Then the way it should have phrased it, though, that can't be, because the way it should have phrased it is that Mukdash is Noeg Begin. That's the real Kiddush. The Isra of Gid was there first, and then Mukdash can be Chal on it, you want to say. That's fine. But to say the other way around doesn't make any sense. So Ella, possibility number two. Kasavra in Begin Mi time. The Gid doesn't give off any flavor, doesn't have any time, and therefore wouldn't have the status of something that's edible. Ube Mukdashin Isser Gid Ika Isser Mukdashin Leka. And by Mukdashin, it only has the Isser of Gid, doesn't have the Isser of Mukdashin. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's Noeg B'Mukdashin, and even though Mukdashin is not Noeg on the Gid of Mukdashin, there's no Isser of Hegdish on the Gid of Mukdashin. It's only the Isser Gid on the Gid of Mukdashin. But the problem with that is, that assumes that our Tana holds Ein Begidim Lo Sin Tam, that the Gid doesn't have any flavor. But we have Mishnah, Yerukshin is the Mishnah is going to say later on that if it has Menosin Tam, so it's going to be Asur, so we assume Yesh Begidim Menosin Tam according to the author of this parak of Mishnayis. So Ella, third possibility. We're not talking about Kachim itself. Of course Kachim itself has an Isur Gid. We're talking about the Vlados Kachim. So it's Noig Bishlil, and we assume that the Vlados are already Kodesh inside the mother. Because then the Yisra Gid and the Yisra Mukdashin are Chala at exactly the same time. So that's what it's coming to teach us, those Chidushim, that it's Noeg Bishlil, and that therefore it comes at the same time as the Yisra Mukdashin and the Yisra Gid come simultaneous to each other. But wait a second, the Sefer first introduces the concept of being Noeg Bishlil. So how can you say that the Resha hinges on that teaching if it's not taught yet? It's only taught in the Sefer. Yeah, that's exactly what leads us into the discussion of the Shlil. Why is it even mentioned in our Mishnah? It's dafka because we mentioned the idea of Mukdashin. So we said, Mukdashin, which hinges on the fact that it's Noeg Bishlil, you should know that general issue of whether it's Noeg Bishlil is totally in this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Now, the Shagasari asked the Kasha, why don't we say that the mitzvah saseh of Achilas Kachim should come and be docha, the lo saseh of Gira Nasha, and it should therefore be mutter to eat? the gid of Mukdashim. The Gemara says, oh, it's so pashut that there's an isra of gid on Mukdashim. Such a shame, sorry, not only is it not pashut, I don't even understand why it's true. Shouldn't the mitzvah sasei of Achilles Kachim be docha, the lo sasei of gid? So the Slach proves from that kasha that there, by when you eat kachim kalim, there's no mitzvah sasei. It's dafka by Achilles kachim ali de kohanim, there's a mitzvah, like chatas ashim shalmei tzibur, but shlamim, there's no mitzvah in Achilles habaylim. Only by Achilles Pesach, there's a mitzvah sachila on the Bailim. And according to that, we understand very well that our Gemara is talking about Mukdashin like Kachim Kalim, where there is no mitzvah saseh to eat it. Now, there's a requirement that has to be nechal, that has to get eaten, so you don't have an isra of nosar. But that's not a mitzvah saseh. So it's there is no mitzvah saseh to eat it. And that's what the Gemara asks. Pshita, that it's asr to eat the gid, because it's not shaykh saseh dochalo saseh. Problem is, what about Achilles Pesach? Well, the Gemara is going to say later on that it's asr to eat the gid of Karm Pesach, that the Atzamos and the Gidin, you burn on the 16th day of Nisan. But Pesach is definitely, there's a mitzvah sasei of Achilles. So why don't we say over there that asei is docha the lo sasei? So the Tzlach answers that we don't say that Achilles kachim is docha and isur gid, because an asei lefnei hadibur is not docha lo sasei shela achar hadibur. The mitzvah sasei, so since the isur of gid anasha was said to Yaakov, kodem hadibur, so the asei of Achilles kachim was said at Sinai, and our Sinai is not docha. It works in the reverse also, that an asei of Achar HaDibur is not going to be Docha Alos HaSei Shalifnei HaDibur, just like we find Chazal have the other way around, so it's going to be that way as well. That's how the Tzlach answers. It gives another answer, but we're out of time, so we'll pick up from there tomorrow.